Support for TPR comes from the University of Texas at San Antonio's Brain Health Consortium, a pioneering research hub advancing neuroscience, neuroengineering, precision medicine, and more. Learn more at utsa.edu/BHC.
Happy holidays, y'all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'm Bonnie Petrie with Petri Dish from Texas Public Radio, and wanted to give you a little something extra this week as we try to navigate the holidays with our mental health intact. According to a survey from the American Psychiatric Association, nearly half of the U.S. adults surveyed said they expected the holidays to be more stressful than they were last year. Nearly a third are worried about challenging family dynamics or, on the other end of the spectrum, feeling lonely. The most wonderful time of the year can be extremely stressful and just sometimes desperately sad. So how do we manage these emotions? Well, San Antonio has a chief mental health officer. Her name is Jessie Higgins, and I asked her to talk to me about all this.
So I want you to visualize the house from Home Alone. It's a three-story red brick colonial. It's got dormers. It's got columns. It's got a great door knocker, we know. It's covered in snow and wreaths and lights. And I want you to think about how beautiful, especially as a Texan, like how beautiful and picturesque and Christmassy that looks on the outside. And then I want you to like think about the feeling that comes up when you think about the look of that house. It actually gives me a ton of anxiety, which I love that movie, right? Home Alone is one of the best, the classics. I can hear the music. I love it. But what that house really symbolizes, even though it looks so beautiful, it symbolizes all the chaos that happens in that movie, which is, of course, an exaggeration of every family's worst nightmare, right? But it's like not everything is what it looks like on the outside or what the cozy, warm glow of Christmas lights feel like. And so I think even if we're like, love it, we love all of it, for a lot of people, it can be really a struggle, or it can be kind of a mix. And so I think it's good for us to remember that when we're all together, we're probably having all of those feelings at once.
Right. And so this nation is so polarized, and so are some families. Do you have advice on how to navigate that?
Yeah. So, you know, of course, if you're around people in the holidays, hopefully that's because you actually do love those people and actually want to be around them, right? And so trying to approach those conversations with curiosity and openness, trying to understand where that person is coming from, is definitely advice that I would give you. But if you've done that and you feel like it's just not working, I think there's just a simple, this is something that we know we disagree on. And I'm wondering if we can just talk about anything else, you know, and not just leaving or getting angry, but even just saying like, you know, that we disagree and it's not something I really want to talk about, and seeing how people respond to that. And if people can't respond and respect that, then I do think that there is a way that you can remove yourself from the situation.
All right. This is sort of linked to politics. I think there are so many worrying things going on right now. Prices are high, so I wonder if families are going to have enough to eat. Are those who celebrate Christmas going to have gifts for their kids? Will families even be together, or will they be separated for some reason? It's a lot. So how do we find joy here?
I think that's such a great demonstration of how much people are carrying just sort of right under the surface. We're going about our day. We're living our lives, we're working, we're engaging with our friends and family, we're raising kids, we're taking care of parents, we're taking care of ourselves. And it's almost like you take one or two moments to to peel back those layers, and it's all right there. There is a sort of raw feeling. And so you asked, how can we bring in joy? I think we can bring in joy by sharing difficult feelings and the struggles that we're going through. I think we can bring in joy by sharing experiences. One of the things that makes me feel really good is when I do a project together, like cooking together, building something together, putting kids' toys together. All of those things are sort of like that sort of being productive and working on something together brings me a lot of joy. Getting out and walking, looking at Christmas lights, all of those things can help us to bring joy. And one other thing I can think of is maybe looking at your year in review and looking at your year going forward type of questions and asking those of your family and even young kids. Young kids can answer what was their favorite thing about this year. Young kids can answer how do you think next year, 2026, might be different, and sort of doing more guided conversations with your family and friends so that you're focused on loving each other, getting to know each other better, and maybe building some gratitude. I think even though it can be a little bit more vulnerable, it can bring some of those feelings up to the top. It doesn't have to be as focused on all of the struggles or the tension or the comparison or some of these other things that can really find their way into our holidays.
And there are people who are struggling with feelings that go beyond, the stress or sadness of the season, right?
Yeah. So, certain times of the year with the weather, with the light, people do experience more depression. And then we know that anxiety can spike with the holidays with all of these sort of added events and expectations. And then we haven't even really touched on grief, right? We haven't even touched on, man, this year really looks different than last year because I lost someone, because I got divorced, because maybe even grief related to job changes or financial struggles. And so there's definitely a strain that holidays can put on our mental health. And so I definitely want to remind people that if you are struggling, if you're having feelings of hopelessness, thoughts of wanting to hurt yourself or end your life, I mean, there is always, if it's immediate and a crisis, there's always 911 you can reach out to. The 988 Crisis and Suicide Lifeline is a great resource for you to call or to text. And in Bexar County, we have a local crisis line that's also 24/7. That's 210-223-SAFE. All of those are options that can get people to immediately talk to you on the call, but also could get people out to you if you needed an actual response. Sometimes things are quite serious and do need that. Beyond that, understanding your own feelings, understanding, wow, this is really hard on me this year. This is harder than it was last year. Maybe this is harder than I was expecting, or maybe this is how I feel every December. Reaching out to your trusted group of people, which can include a parent, a coworker, a teacher, a friend, a pastor, but also, professional help.
Right. So the bottom line is whether you are happy or sad or scared or lonely, this is a really great time to sort of reach out and either reestablish old connections or build new ones and to start doing the work of building or rebuilding real life communities.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of people are more interested and more willing to connect at this time of year. And I love the idea that, like, we can get together in December just because it's December, like, just because I'd like to see you before the end of the year, just because it's cold and I'm feeling nostalgic or sentimental or want cozy memories. That is a good enough reason. And probably lots of other people are feeling that way as well. They want to connect. This is the time of year where we reach out. And if you're more shy, you're feeling like, that sort of terrible feeling of like I have no one or there's not anyone that cares about me at this time of year. That's probably not true, but maybe, it's a great time to reach out and make some connections.
That was San Antonio Chief Mental Health Officer Jesse Higgins. Thank you so much. And truly, I hope you find peace and connection as we close 2025 and that 2026 dawns hopefully for all of us.
Support for Petri Dish is made possible by UT Health San Antonio's Mays Cancer Center, South Texas NCI designated cancer center, providing cancer care for patients, advancing research, and educating the next generation of leaders. Mays Cancer Center is working to end cancer in South Texas and beyond. Learn more at MaysCancerCenter.org.